Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
That's so funny. I'm like, gee, I don't hear the beginning of the show. What's up? Well, it would help if you turn the power on the board at live. I mean, I know we said the power button. Joe works every time. The power. Try to plug. Power. No, did they? Good. Yeah, that just goes to show you. Like, this is totally 100% my fault. There's two buttons, one for radio, one for live stream. I'm like, yeah, I don't hear anything. It's kind of crazy. Well, it'd be really helpful if you turned it from the radio to the live stream. Listen, loaded show for you today. You know, I don't like to cover these hearings while they go on because you never know what's going to happen. So I wait till the next day. So we got good coverage of that. We got the craziest update you've ever seen on this F-35 story. Like, this totally unbelievable. Like, D.B. Sweeney-style update on this thing. Also, the police state is definitely here right now. There is a war going on right now. If you saw what I saw going on behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be freaked out. Omaha Steaks has a fall, has your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. Best steaks around. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bongino at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Folks, again, loaded show. Police state is here. Great hit by Dinesh D'Souza on that. So much to talk about. Don't go anywhere. Sorry about the technical mishap. Again, 100% my fault. You should probably hit the power button. Always helps. Always helps. We spent like 3 weeks putting this studio together with this guy, Craig. This is like 2-3 years ago. On the last day, nothing worked. We could not figure it out. The poor guy was here 8 hours. Paula comes upstairs. She goes, hey, you want to just turn it off and reboot it? Everything was fixed. Just like that. 8 hours. We were trying to figure that out. Bone Charge. In these crazy times, we got to recharge and refresh in a natural way. To that end, I discovered Bone Charge, a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize life in every way. One of my favorite products from Bone Charge is the infrared sauna blanket. Love it. Use it all the time. So amazing. Helps me get sweat out that stress. Love it. The sauna blanket helps me break a sweat, which could remove some of the heavy metals and other toxins. Sets up in less than a minute. Heats fast. I relax. Just chill. I kid you not, the sauna blanket from Bone Charge, absolute game changer. I love it. The value of a good sweat. You want those heat shock proteins. It's right. You got to try it. Bone Charge ships worldwide. The sauna blanket ships free with no hidden cost. This thing works. Bone Charge offers a 30-day free trial with easy returns or exchanges and a 12-month warranty. Can't beat that. Relax, refresh, revitalize with Bone Charge and the sauna blanket. Right now, go to bonecharge.com/Bongino, B-O-N-C-H-A-R-G-E, bonecharge.com/Bongino, and use coupon code Bongino to save 15%. That's bonecharge.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino to save 15%. Check out the sauna blanket. All right, Joseph, let's go.
It's showtime, Dan.
Yes, sir, it is, amigo. So listen, just a quick little personal note. I hope you all are cool with this. So told you a story yesterday in radio and here a little bit. I was doing this book signing yesterday. We wrap up the book signing, and we've been there about 4 hours. I'm super tired. My vocal cords don't work anymore. I've been at it all day. Boo-hoo, whatever. It's not a sob story. I'm just telling you, I was a little tired. So I ran into this guy at the end, and we're walking out of store, and I really wanted to go. And I got to be honest with you, folks. I was kind of giving him a little bit of the shortchange thing, and it's not cool. I'm telling you that because I'm just a dude, and I make mistakes too. I wasn't rude to him. I just was like, I really got to run kind of deal. And you know, the guy was there and didn't buy a book. I don't know if he didn't have any money for whatever, but it didn't matter. You know, you should try to just at least give people, if you can, at least a minute of your time. And I kind of shortchanged the guy, and I was upset. So I'm walking out of the store, and he tells me he was in the pen, in jail for 18 years, and he just got out. And I stopped right away because I know God had sent this guy. I knew it. I knew he had sent this guy to talk to me right there. And I just want you to know, if you're out there right now, and you're struggling with drugs, with alcohol, with gambling, with vices, you're in prison, I want you to know to all the roughnecks, the renegades, and the sinners out there that Jesus came for the sinner, okay? He came for the sinner. He surrounded himself with a tax collector, a guy who denied him 3 times, a woman with her own demons. That's who he surrounded himself with. He came for the sinner. And I want you to know, I have my own vices too, man. I struggle with stuff every day. I'm just one of you, man. I'm just one of many homies out there, man. I struggle with stuff every day. I ain't your preacher. I ain't your role model, nothing. I'm just a guy sitting next to you in this fight, ready to charge down that field, hoping you'll come with me. But to all those drug addicts, prisoners out there, people with alcohol problems, gambling problems, and vices, trying to make yourself better. If you're ready to kind of jump on that path of redemption, man, I'm with you. I have my own vices too. And I want you to understand, you're always welcome here. You're always welcome here. I want to get that out of the way. And I just want to say, if I, on a lighter note, you see this big mark on my forehead and you're wondering what happened, I had to put a little makeup on it. I'm not really a makeup guy. I was in the sauna this morning, sweating it out, and I accidentally tripped and hit the hot, steaming 200-something degree metal piece on the sauna and seared my forehead. Yes, Joe, it felt absolutely wonderful. You want to talk about a wake-up call? It was glorious. Anyone? Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'm looking at the chat. I just like to hear your commentary. But I mean all of that. All right, let's get to the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, before I get to what happened at the hearing yesterday, the police state is here now. When? Tomorrow? No, now. Not next week. The police state is here now. Ask anyone who's on the wrong side of the police state because they have become targets. Anyone. I don't know any of these people. I can't vouch for them. I'm just telling you, you speak out against the regime, the matrix, the swamp, whatever the hell you want to call it. You speak out, you can bet your ass there's going to be a target on your back. And of course, Rumble and Elon Musk have become public enemies number one and two in whatever order you want to put them. Folks, the police state is here. I have a movie coming out with Dinesh D'Souza, October 23rd and 25th. It's going to be in theaters across the country. The movie's called Police State. Dinesh was on OAN last night talking about the police state. It is here now. I've had this conversation with Dinesh myself. It is remarkable we had to do this movie. It is insane we had to do this movie. But I want you to listen to him explain why it's necessary right now. And I'm going to tie it to a story about Elon and us coming up right after. It's about a minute. Check this out.
Becoming a police state.
Government told American citizens they couldn't go to church on Sunday.
For the first time in my life, I'm saying to myself, am I going to get a knock at the door?
FBI warrant, come to the door now!
The Patriot Act and FISA were used against Donald Trump.
These individuals have commissioned the biggest propaganda play in U.S. history.
Wow, that's pretty powerful, and it's terrifying at the same time. Tell our viewers about this film that you worked on with Dan Bongino.
Well, it's a film that I, in a way, never wanted to make, in part because I never wanted America to get to a point where this kind of a film needed to be made. We've seen a lot of things happening in our country that we take separately. News about mass surveillance, and then digital censorship, and then political targeting, and then political prisoners suddenly turning up in our country. So the attempt to establish kind of a one-party state. And all of these are the signature elements of dictatorial regimes, of police states around the world. Now, I've been in this country almost 40 years. I'm so used to thinking of us as the free world, and then China or North Korea or Cuba or the old Soviet Union as the unfree world. But now I'm not so sure. And that's what this film does, is it raises a big question. Are we moving toward the very kind of police state that we're always warning people against around the world?
Yes. The answer is yes. Dinesh knows it. Of course we are. Who the hell thought we'd have to make a film in the United States called Police State? Because we're here living it right now. If you want to check it out, by the way, tickets are only available through the website for the film. The website's policestatefilm.net. Not .com, .net. PoliceStateFilm.net. Tickets are selling like crazy. October 25th and 23rd. Just said 23rd and 25th. They're going to be in theaters across the country. You can see the local one near you. Just put in your location. Folks, check it out. Why? Oh, look at this. Elon Musk buys Twitter. All of a sudden says he's going to commit Twitter to more of a free speech direction and platform in the future. What? Look, this is crazy. The Department of Justice is scrutinizing Elon Musk's perks at Tesla going back years. Wall Street Journal, man, that's so strange. Guy buys Twitter, all of a sudden says, I think we should orient this more of an arc of free speech. And the leftist tyrant scumbags hate free speech. Listen. All right, calm down, Dan, because this is going to go in a bad direction really fast. I tweeted and put on True Social this morning something very important. I said, if you saw what I saw going on behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, you would be absolutely convinced the police state is here. The left is right now. They're not wrong. The left is evil. I need you to understand that there's a difference here. It's not just that they're wrong on politics. They are evil. What the hard left is up to with tyranny, censorship, and the weaponization of government, there is no talking sense into these people anymore. I need you to understand that. What we're living through now is pure evil. This is the 12-step program to tyranny, gulags, police state censorship, weaponization, and what's next gets even uglier. They are not stopping. These people are crazy, deranged, madmen. You need to understand what you're dealing with. They will not stop. Elon Musk is an enemy of the left and the government right now for one reason, because Elon Musk purchased Twitter and refused to censor people on political ideals. That's it. That is the only reason. You are dealing with scumbags of the highest order on the other side, and it is utter, unadulterated evil. Please stop. I bring this up because I saw a guy on Twitter yesterday. I forget who it was, but a pretty prominent conservative guy, you know, suggesting somehow that they're going to learn their lesson. They are not learning their lesson at all. They are doubling down. You need to understand this. I don't know if you saw what happened with Rumble yesterday. The UK government came after Rumble. Insisting that if we didn't demonetize Russell Brand immediately, that there were going to be consequences. The United Kingdom. So the CEO, who actually believes in due process for everyone, regardless of who you are, hasn't violated terms of service or anything like that, and hasn't been even charged with anything, told them to go pound sand. Now, there's no doubt there's going to be consequences there. None. We get it. But you know what the bigger consequence is? Getting on our knees and kissing their asses and bowing to these anti-free speech censorship tyrants. That's something we ain't going to do. Get off your damn knees right now. Everyone. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're not bowing to this damn police state. We're not doing it. Come knock at my door next. I don't like it. I don't want it. But if that's the consequence for this type of behavior, then damn it, I'm willing to take it. And you should be too. Of course, a lieutenant in this monster metastasizing police state we're living with right now. I never thought we'd be having this conversation in the United States of America, but it's here now. Is this joker Merrick Garland, our attorney general in name only? You understand this guy runs the Justice Department. They all report to him. The FBI, the DEA, the inspector general, they report to Merrick Garland. He is their supervisor. His job is to know big things about big cases that have big impact on big portions of the population. But it's so strange. He was asked a simple question yesterday about January 6th. How many people were at the January 6th Stop the Steal that turned into the Capitol incident there? How many folks there were feds or confidential human sources? How the hell does this guy not know the answer to this? The answer is he does. He just doesn't want to tell you. Watch this crap.
Now, in that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol, and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time.
You've had 2 years to find out. And the day, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it.
As Joe just said, look at the look on Garland's face where he seems baffled by his own stupidity. You see, he's confused by himself because he understands. That's Tom Massie, by the way, Congressman Tom Massie, who's a good dude, right? That's Massey asking him simple questions. How the hell do you not know if there were confidential human sources or FBI employees working the crowd the day of the January 6th Stop the Steal rally, where you called it, and the subsequent incident at the Capitol, you've called it Pearl Harbor, worse than the Civil War, worse than 9/11. How do you not know? You understand the meme, you had one job, you've seen it before, you had one job. We've explained, you know, look at you, you had one job. You're the Iceman, you walk up to a house with the ice thing and the ice is already melted. You had one job, get the ice to the house, right? Merrick Garland has one job, to know big things about big cases affecting a big portion of America because they're important big time. And Garland's playing stupid. I don't know, nothing about nothing about nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Anybody can play you these cuts and poke fun of these people. I'm playing them for a reason. I want you to understand Garland knows exactly how many people were there in the Capitol who were working with the FBI and were sources. So does the head of the FBI and everyone else. They just don't want to tell you why. Folks, it's don't jump to either end of this. One end of it will say, well, the FBI organized the whole thing. I don't think that's the case. I just think the FBI had a more significant presence there than they want to tell you. So they don't want to give Republicans and conservatives a talking point, even though it's the truth, that the FBI may have been actively involved that day and either sat back on its ass or done nothing or just watched the crimes happen and let them happen. And who knows, did some of these confidential human sources entrap some people? They just don't want to answer the question. You understand that's why he's not? Because once, here, can I play this out for you guys? What happens if he answers the question? Think as an agent. Think as an agent. If he says what he knows the number, you understand? If he says there were 35 CHSs and 10 FBI personnel there today, what do you think the next question is? He, any ideas? What's the next question? Next question, he has no idea, at least he's honest. The next question is, we'd like the names. And then what happens? They get subpoenaed. What role did you have that day? Why didn't you stop it? Things we should all know, right? That is why he won't. You're not going to get this kind of analysis anywhere else. That is why he won't answer the question. Because once he gives a number, the number's attached to a name. Once we get a name, it's attached to a subpoena. Once he's attached to a subpoena, you're going to get answers on January 6th. They don't want out there. This is another good one from yesterday's disaster where Garland got wrecked. I saw somebody, by the way, put in a chat earlier, as I was in there really early today, about 10:20. And someone said, nothing's going to happen. Guys, ladies, listen, please, with the nothing's going to happen. I get it, okay? This is not the way any of this works. You got to expose this stuff. None of this is going to happen like ripping a Band-Aid off. I agree. But the alternative is what? Do nothing and not at least try to get answers? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to ask questions. He's not obligated to answer questions he doesn't want to answer if he's not going to answer. What are we going to do? Oh, well, he works for the people. He doesn't care. In his mind, he's an entitled human being. I take that back. Let me rephrase. He is obligated to answer them. That was poorly stated. He feels like, I think I meant to say, he feels like I don't have to tell you shit. It's an ongoing case. And he feels like the fact that these things are ongoing is justification from hiding it from you. So forgive me for wording that poorly. That's how he feels. But we got to try. We got to try. Here, you know what? Let me get to my next spot. And on the other side of this, I want to play Matt Gaetz, who's been doing great work up there, asking about the Hunter Biden case. I got three cuts from this hearing. It went on all day. There's a lot of kind of lowlights from it. There's no highlights. But I feel like we did make a little bit of progress. If the best we can do is get that guy up there lying to people, then that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. Folks, listen, anyone can slap a logo on a boring generic shirt, but with Lands' End Business, you can get made-to-order uniforms that become a part of your brand. Since 1993, thousands of businesses have relied on Lands' End Business to outfit their employees. They offer timeless style that fits every body type with the widest range of sizes and branded apparel. See your logo in vivid colors on t-shirts, outerwear, hats, mugs, water bottles, and more. Hundreds of products perfect for any trade show, event, or holiday gift. Lands End Business is the leading online supplier of iconic uniforms for everyone. Whether you're a carpet cleaner, mechanic, moving company, or a corner pizza shop, they have your uniform needs covered. State-of-the-art design and stitching technology turns your logo into an instantly recognizable work of art. Get email, chat, and phone support from a customer service team that's eager to help you. Every business is treated like a VIP, whether you have 5 employees or 500. See why thousands of companies count on Lands End Business. Go today to business.landsend.com/Bongino and use promo code Bongino for 20% off your order. That's a lot. That's business.landsend.com/Bongino. business.landsend.com/Bongino. Promo code Bongino for 20% off your order. business.landsend.com/Bongino. All right, back to the show. Thanks, Lands End. Matt Gaetz, Republican congressman from Florida. He had a couple questions about influence peddling. I mean, a whole bunch of people out there, folks, bought a bunch of art at ridiculously inflated prices from the president's son. Some of those people, it appears, in what could have been a quid pro quo, got some nice cushy, winky, winky, nod, nod government jobs afterwards. Folks, let me tell you something. You ready? Here's another piece of inside baseball you might not hear on other shows, but you're going to hear here. One of the dirtiest secrets of money laundering out there is if you've done federal agent investigations at the federal or even state level, laundering money is hard. If I'm selling drugs or counterfeit money and I'm getting $500,000-$600,000 in cash, folks, it's impossible to do business that way. What are you going to do? You're going to go cash everywhere? What are you going to buy? Yeah, you can buy a car in cash. You're going to buy a house in cash. Folks, eventually there's going to be a financial trail. So they have to launder, clean the money. One of the best ways to do it and to launder money and do is people do it by giving away kind of gold bars and stuff like that. We saw with the allegations against Bob Menendez. One of the other ways is art. Art, making things look like a legitimate transaction. Buy art because the value of art is totally subjective. Oh my gosh, Hunter did a blowhole painting? That's worth $1 million, $500,000, whatever it is. So Matt Gaetz had a question about this. And again, I want you to watch Garland play Mr. Captain Stupid Guy because that's what he does best, not answering questions and playing a dumb guy. Check this out.
So Hunter Biden is selling art to pay for his $15,000 a month rent in Malibu. How can you guarantee that the people buying that art aren't doing so to gain favor with the president?
Job of the Justice Department is to investigate criminal allegations. We have information.
Are you investigating this? I mean, someone who bought Hunter Biden's art ended up with a prestigious appointment to a federal position. Doesn't it look weird that he's become this immediate success in the art world as his dad is president of the United States? Isn't that odd?
I'm not going to comment about any specific...
Not going to comment, not going to investigate. So right. Hunter Biden associate Devin Archer told us that Hunter sold the appearance of access to then Vice President Biden. Are you confident he has stopped doing that?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Hunter Biden associate Devin Archer told us that Hunter sold the appearance of access to then Vice President Biden. Are you confident he has stopped?
I'm going to say again that all these matters are within the purview of Mr. Weiss. I have not interfered with them, and
yeah,
I do
but if
not.
If you were confident that he had stopped, you could.
And I do not intend to interfere with him.
So, I'm assuming Kristen Welker from NBC has a comment on this, guys. You know what her comment's going to be? There's no evidence of any. There's no evidence at all. You're right. They buy Hunter Biden's paintings at grossly inflated prices. A $500,000 blowhole painting from a guy who's never painted even paint by numbers before. And all of a sudden, they get these jobs and positions and board spots. Oh, yeah, no evidence at all. So our good friend Justin, who's out of college, he and him been working on something. I asked him last week, do you all remember in the chat? You remember me asking for the no evidence remix? You remember that, Joe? That there was no evidence whatsoever Joe Biden had any connection whatsoever or profited at all from his grifting and his Biden crime family operations? So it's crazy. I didn't even know this. Justin put this together a little on the one and twos. It's short. It's sweet. It's good. But this is all for you. You're going to love this. Check this out.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Minnesota!
The Bobulinski remix. There's Tony Bobulinski, the business partner of the deal, is going, I directly dealt with Joe Biden. Kristen Welker, that's for you. Maybe it'll work better in song format. Maybe you don't process information that well. I don't know. Some people process visually or, you know, through audio, whatever it may be. That's for you, Kristen Welker. The Tony Bobulinski remix of Joe Biden. Yeah, I got a lot of Muttleys on that one. So, Justin, I know you're watching out there. Everyone give a shout out to Justin. He did a good job with that. Maybe we'll make a longer version for the future, for the end of the year, with a little scratching with the one and twos on there. Scratching on the one and twos. All right, one more cut from this. This one's just straight up funny. You know this Congressman Troy Nels? This guy's got balls the size of freaking grapefruits. I love this guy. He don't take any shit on the House floor there. So he's down there on the House floor, and Twinkies, Jerry Nadler, who I think soiled himself one day on a stage when he waddled off. You ever seen that thing? He's like, oh boy, you know what I'm talking about? Looks like he had an accident, his diaper or whatever it is, and he waddles off this. If you've seen it, it's hilarious. Troy Nels is talking to Garland, exposing Garland as a fraud again. And it's interesting what he says, but what's even more hilarious is Twinkies Nadler. I don't know if he dropped a deuce in his pants or whatever. All of a sudden, he decides he needs to interrupt Nels, and Nels tells him to pipe down. This is the best part of the hearing. Check this out.
Mr. Attorney General, what you just saw there was Joe Biden in his arrogance and role as the vice president in this country saying, if you don't fire Shokin, the United States isn't given the $1 billion loan. Why would Joe Biden say that as the vice president? Why would he say such a thing? Was it policy? Was it our policy at the time? Yes or no? It wasn't. I have documents here. Interagency Policy Committee dated October 15th.
Point of information, is the gentleman ever going to let the gentleman
I'm on my time, pipe down. Saying Shokin had made significant reforms.
I belong to the gentleman from Texas.
He's made significant reforms, Shokin did. Matter of fact, John Kerry says he was impressive. And you know, within a few months after Shokin was fired, they appoint a prosecutor that said, we're not going to look into Burisma anymore. Cancel that. Forget it. We're not looking into Burisma. Boom. Here comes the $1 million. Joe Biden threatened the Ukrainian president and the prime minister. Everybody can see it. The fire Shokin or the United States won't give the $1 billion. If that is not quid pro quo, sir, what is? I will tell you what it is. And America agrees with me. It's bribery and it's impeachable. Are you going to do something about it? I bet you not. And that's why you, sir, also need to be impeached.
Jim, I really like this guy. So I know you listen to the podcast. Jim listens on the radio show. We got to book this guy on the show. I love this guy. This guy, Nels, Congressman Nels, with respect. Respect, sir, the position, Congressman. Got to say that. It's the right thing to do. You earned it. I really like this guy. Pipe down, Twinkies. I'm talking. Go get a wipey out. Clean up your drawers, whatever you were doing on the stage when you waddled off that time. Okay, I had a Malox moment or whatever it is. I bet Chad loves Justin. You got the Jim. All right, Jim's texting me. Cool. I like this guy now. You like this guy now? You want to see him on a radio show? We need more people. Oh, there's the quorum on the floor. You shouldn't talk. Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah, we got the police staters censoring conservatives, throwing people in the gulag, locking up grandma. You got Fetterman, the slob, thinks he's Allen Iverson on the Senate floor in basketball shorts and a hoodie. Yeah, tell me about the quorum. Tell me about it while I'm laughing in your face, you dipwads. Folks, listen, the left, I've said to you often, I was doing a cable TV hit last night, probably my last one for a long time, so I hope you liked it. However, I was doing cable last night, and I brought up this idea that you need to understand, this idea of hierarchy versus hypocrisy. The left doesn't care that we expose them as hypocrites. You all understand this. I've said it many times before. Communists don't care when they murder and put people in gulags that their families think the communists are hypocrites because they're living like capitalists. The communist doesn't care. The communist is about the exercising of power and hierarchy. When they are on top of you on the power chain, how do you get on top of someone on the power chain? You have more assets to deploy to keep them beneath you. Police, political power, the media. When you're on top, you use your power to destroy other people. They care about hierarchy first. It explains something really, really ugly that happened yesterday that a lot of conservatives, some who are confused, very few, but some are confused, didn't get. They're like, no way they did what I'm about to talk about next. Let me get to my last sponsors first. I'll talk about that. We got a Biden Follies update and this F-35 story, which has gone from crazy to crazier to now totally freaking bananas. Just crazy. Blackout coffee. What's the question, folks? What's the question I'm going to ask right now? Yes. Thank you, Joseph. Does everybody in the chat agree? Let's check. Are there sniffs left? I have been squeezing this bag for Blackout Coffee sniffs for a year. you're like, there's no way there's sniffs left. Freaking sniffs. And it's still here. Come over here. Tell me if there's sniffs left. Joe, you too, in case you think we're making this up. Because I'm proud to personally recommend Blackout Coffee. It's a coffee company 100% committed to conservative values. Are there sniffs left? Joe sniffs? Gee sniffs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How was that? Goes on the floor. You tired of the same old monotonous? Because it smells good, right?
Yeah.
Same old liberal garbage junk coffee. Doesn't even smell like coffee because there's crap beans. Throw that stuff out. Open up your garbage can. Throw it out. Get yourself some Blackout Coffee. I endorse it. I love it. I drink it. That's why. Many cups, as you can tell today. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, or shipping. They've got an incredible work ethic. They're dedicated to promoting conservative principles, and they're proud of it. They accept zero compromise on taste or quality. Let me be honest with you, right? The company, you can promote conservative principles all you want, but one conservative principle is meritocracy. And if the coffee wasn't good, the coffee's not only good, it's amazing. Go check it out. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Ditch those other guys. Blackout Coffee remains true to our values. They love the country and great, amazing coffee. You won't be disappointed. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Thanks, Blackout Coffee. And our last sponsor today, MD Hearing. I recently gave my dad some MD hearing aids, having a tough time hearing. He's getting a little older, but still in shape. I saw him over the Labor Day break, gave him the new pair. Now he's hearing great, loves them. If your parent has started to lose their hearing, or maybe you've begun to have hearing loss yourself, you got to check out MD Hearing. MD Hearing is an FDA-registered rechargeable hearing aid. It costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. MD Hearing's new Neo model costs over 90% less than clinic hearing aids. Right now, pay just $149.99 each when you buy a pair. It's a great price. It's $300 for a pair of hearing aids. MD Hearing offers a 40-day risk-free trial with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you want MD Hearing's smallest hearing aid ever, go to mdhearing.com. Use promo code PATRIOT. That's you. To get their new buy one, get one, $149.99 each offer when you buy a pair. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case, $100 value just for listeners of my show. So head to mdhearing.com, like Mary David, mdhearing.com, and use our promo code PATRIOT and get their new buy one, get one, $149.99 each offer when you buy a pair. mdhearing.com, promo code PATRIOT. All right, back to the show. Here's what I mean. A bunch of people reached out to me yesterday. They were like, Dan, no way. You believe this? Secretary Mayorkas, the most disgraced Department of Homeland Secretary in the United States history, a guy who's done the reverse. He's the anti-Homeland Security Secretary because the Homeland's become less secure since him and Biden have been in charge of the border and Homeland Security, right? Mayorkas announced the establishment of a Homeland Intelligence Expert Group. Guys, experts. I mean, we need that, right? I mean, Homeland Security, Joe, you want experts, right? By the way, in the chat, before I get to it, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be distracted. You know me, I'm like ADHD. But can you guys see this little burn on my forehead right there? I had to put a little makeup. Can you see it, Joe? Right here? Can you see where I burn myself? Now you see in the chat. Obviously, a yes. Can you see it or no? I just kind of, I don't know why this is like on my mind right now. So is the bot guy going to? Yes, you can. Okay, Grolson 6, as you can see it. Sorry, brother. I put so much on there. Yes, you can see it. All right, cool. But this is hilarious. So they established this Homeland Intelligence Expert Group. And I want you to notice who two of the members are. There's actually three of them who signed it, but two. John Brennan and Jim Clapper. So just to be clear, two of these morons. Here's Paul Colby, too, who's another guy. They were signers of the infamous laptop is Russian disinformation letter that came out before the election. So Hunter Biden shows up to a laptop repair store with a laptop with a Biden family sticker on it, signs for the laptop, shows up himself, leaves his number and address behind, right? The laptop has emails, texts, and photos from Hunter Biden with Hunter Biden's business partners on it. And these three idiots signed the letter suggesting and implying this was Russian disinformation. And now they're back on the Homeland Security Intelligence Advisory Committee thing. You're probably thinking in the chat, I got a couple OMGs in there. OMG, how could they do this? The answer I just told you, ladies and gentlemen, is more evidence of my hierarchy over hypocrisy theory. Do you think they care that the Dan Bongino show is exposing these three idiots as total hypocrites and losers right now? They don't care. Why? Tell me the answer in the chat. The answer is you already know. They don't care because they are on top of you in political power right now. They believe in the double barrel middle finger. And these three were appointed to the Homeland Security Intelligence Committee precisely to stick it right up your caboose. You get that, right? This was done to insult you. It wasn't done and they're like, oh my God, conservatives are insulted. Let's think this through. That's the precise reason they were put on there, to let you know they're in charge and you suck. That's why I keep telling you, the next Republican president, whether it be Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Donald Trump, Vivek, Ron DeSantis, no matter who it is, if we win, and I'm getting increasingly worried about it by the day, by the way, if we win, what happens to all the personnel at the top that we can't trust to have their allegiance to the Constitution? What happens to them, folks? Just let me know. That's right. Fired. When? Day one. Bye now. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. It's the only way, because then the hierarchy principle applies to us too. Now we're in charge. The difference is we're going to apply some principle. You can't. Is your allegiance to the Constitution? No. Goodbye now. See you later. 86%. I love this bot guy. Whoever the bot guy is in the chat who can run these, you are the greatest thing ever. That is the greatest thing I've ever, 86%. The other 14, I love you. I love you guys a lot. Maybe you're just faking it for me. Maybe your eyes are as bad as mine. I can barely see anything anymore. But, you know, when you get older, right, did you guys and ladies experience this? Like, when you're in your 40s, things go bad like that. Like, it's not like my eyesight went bad gradually. Did this happen to you, Joe? You're a little older than me. Like, I could see great. I had 20/10 vision, and I couldn't see anything. And it all happened like that. Like, this morning, I'm looking at how many views we got on Rumble yesterday for the show. And I'm sitting there, and I get up at like 5, but I lay in the bed for like 20 minutes and take some deep breaths and stuff. So I'm looking sideways. You know, I couldn't see the number for the first time. I'm not kidding. I had to expand it. I was like, damn it, I'm going blind. How the hell did this happen?
The end, dude.
I'm only 48. And one more thing. I wasted time today, but I lost way too much weight, and it's because of this book tour. I know I look thin, and yes, it does not look good. I hate it. This is not my weight. I'm usually about 210. I weighed myself this morning. I was 196.4. It's inexcusable. I'm turning into a twig. My apologies. This is not a good look for me at all. I'm really like shredded right now. I'd show you if I was Geraldo, but it'd be kind of weird. But having said that, that's not my thing. I'm not like trying to be an underwear model. I want to be like a big dog. And 196.4 is no bueno. So I'm going to get like a little more gooey in the next couple of weeks. I got to put some weight back on. I don't know if I got to like eat the popcorn and the rice again a little bit, but you're in great shape. Who just said that? Real Liz Rare. Thank you, Real Liz. I appreciate that. Thank you. But yes, I am. Of course I'm fishing for compliments. You know I'm totally insecure, but he knows me too. I hate you. I quietly hate you. You understand that. And your Star Wars takes. I'm kidding. I love these guys. They hear me all day. How could I not? If I hated Geet, his job would be super weird. Oh, look at this. Look at this. This is crazy. As if out of nowhere. Remember where I've been asking you about this Republican Congressman Ken Buck? Republican. I didn't say that wrong. He keeps showing up on CNN, pretending to be confused about the Hunter Biden evidence. The Justin remix, Bob Alinsky remix, was for him. How the business partner said he was in business with Joe Biden. And Ken Buck doesn't seem to know that. He's like, no, man, I'm too dumb to read the evidence. Oh, looky here. Looks so weird. Are we not a couple weeks ahead of the news cycle, folks? As predicted, Republican Ken Buck eyes CNN job while criticizing Biden impeachment inquiry. The Uniparty crap is totally real, by the way. For those of you, you know, sometimes you send me stuff about the Uniparty. Yes, I agree. It's weird how you send it to me as if I don't know. I'm not talking about you in the chat. But you think I don't understand that. I get it. The Uniparty's real. How many times I got to tell you that? What is my golden rule? It's literally a golden rule of the show. Most Republicans are really Democrats, i.e. the Uniparty. However, no Democrats are really Republicans, i.e. the Uniparty. You don't have to tell me about it. So why do you tell us to go and vote? Because, ladies and gentlemen, golden rule number two is although Republicans may not be the solution to your problems, who's the cause of all your problems? Democrats. So in an imperfect world, if someone says to me, you want to continue to suck or suck a little less, I'll suck a little less. That's the world we're living in, bro. You want the happy, happy, joy, joy show? Ren and Stimpy, happy, happy, joy. You want Wren? There he is. And you want Stimson J Cat? You want, thank you to listen. You want the Ren and Stimpy show?
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot, Stimpy. You want that? Then you got to go watch Ren and Stimpy. You want the real world? One party sucks and one party sucks more. So in a world of shitty marginal choices, I'm voting for the party that sucks less. Maybe I should leave them out for a little bit. I like Ren. Maybe I'm going to put them right here. I miss these two. Alyssa, what do you guys think? You ever watch Ren and Stimpy? If you've watched Ren and Stimpy under the influence of psychedelic drugs, it's a different thing. I've heard. I'm dead serious. I don't do drugs. I mean it. But a couple friends of mine said if you watch it and you're like totally whacked out of your mind or something like that, the show is totally different. I don't know. Joe's like, yes, I've heard that rumor. Yes. He's like, I swear, like, I don't do, I'm not my, not my bag of donuts, but I've heard rumors about that. Look at that. Ren. You know, Ren was the dog, but everybody thinks Ren, if you don't watch the show, is the cat. He's a chihuahua, or as Les Nessman called it, a chihuahua. You know what I mean? If you've seen the show. The show, why? You think, I think, I'm just really like, folks, do you think the show derailed? Is the show too much today? Tell me the truth. Yes, if it's too much, no, you like it. Because Guy thinks it's, I'm just in a mood today, man. Yes, the show. Okay, all right, good. Yes, it's it. Stimpy, see, they like the random Stimpy stuff. The taco dog. Okay, Biden Follies update, because I got to get to this F-35 thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Mumbles is back. Now, again, this is... Oh, good. No, see, Guy, you're totally wrong. Bot guy, please give us a poll. The no's mean the show's not off the rails, and Guy is crazy. Wait, I got some in my eye. You don't see him in a rundown, random Stimpy? Guy's going to put it... Jim's going to put it in rundown. The Biden Follies are back. I want you to listen to Mumbles. This guy's the president of the United States. The crazy part about this is you think Biden's got SpaghettiOs for brains now. Imagine, I'm telling you at 40, like every year things get worse. Imagine this guy's condition if he's 86, okay? How bad this guy of a shape he's going to be in, okay? Here he is at the UN mumbling through a speech again, and the next one's even better. He can't even walk on a stage anymore. Here, check this out.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships. Let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
What did he just say? Are those even real words? Was that on the SAT? Is he making these words up? Is that like some new Orwellian newspeak like Biden speak? Here, it gets even worse. This is a classic. Again, I've told you 1,000 times. The Secret Service and the staff give him a rundown of what to do. Walk on stage from stage left. Exit stage right. Shake hands. Walk... Biden never, here he is walking out on stage, again lost, bumps into the flag, and then Guy, what does he do? Did you see it? Folks, did you see it? The skip, the Biden skip, where he pretends like he's this young, frosty, like Emmett Smith running back for the Cowboys. Watch the skip. This is classic. Check this out.
The President of the United States and the President of the Federative Republic of Brazil. Accompanied by the Director General of the International Labor Organization.
Thank you.
You see the skip? Folks, when you see the skip, the Biden skip, you can never unsee it. Now you're going to notice it every time. Please stop skipping. You're going to fall on your face and you're going to get yourself hurt. But he does it to pretend he's this spry kind of young guy. Now you'll never unsee this. He does it all the time. And he does it. It's like a nervous tick. We've all got him. It's a nervous tick he does. It's like his brain trips into like, oh, go skip and you'll look all frosty kind of thing. All right, throwing that aside for a second on a serious note. Folks, listen. The border right now is an absolute mess. The story's getting lost with everything going on right now. There's so much going on between the Garland stuff, the Hunter Biden stuff, the election coming up, these false prosecutions of Trump, this primary on the Republican side, that we are right now, there's an invasion going on. I don't really give a damn what the liberals want to call it in their stupid euphemisms game. You can just watch it. You don't even need to hear. You just watch it. There's absolutely an invasion going on right now. Bill Malugin's been reporting for Fox down at the border. He's doing a good job. He said that now the Border Patrol is calling it now a total free-for-all. I just want you to take a quick look at some of the video from Bill Malugin. Is this a VO or am I dumb? Is this a stray video? I want you to watch this at the border. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Tell me what you're watching is not an invasion so I can laugh at you later on if you think otherwise. Check this out.
Hola, ¿de dónde son?
Venezuela. Venezuela. Venezuela.
Culpa de una dictadura.
I mean, what do you think's going on, folks? What do you think? They're lining up at a port of entry there? What do you think's going on here? By the way, where are all the families we told? Where were we told? Where are they? They're coming from all over the world, folks. It's a total free-for-all. But again, what's the theory? Tell me in the chat. It's just not what? Not bad enough. No, Dan, it's bad enough. People are going to vote differently. You sure? Yeah, check out this New York Post article. San Francisco drug overdose deaths hit a record high. It's like a zombie apocalypse. Oh, it's bad enough, right? Oh, definitely. People are going to vote different. No, they're not. Gee, is this in the show notes today, this article? Oh, you need to read this. You want a wake-up call? Send this article. No, not that one. The next one is ABC News piece. Send this ABC News piece to every one of your friends. Yeah, I don't need to show up in the next election. People are pissed off. It's going to be a landslide. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something right now. I'm going to give you some Ipecac right now because I ain't here to bullshit you. You want bullshit? Find another show. The Democrats are kicking our ass. No. Yeah. Read the article. Nathaniel Rakich, ABC News. You know, Democrats won another special election this past week in New Hampshire. Do you know they won it in a Republican district? You know they won it by 12 points? Oh my gosh, we're doing so great. Everybody's pissed off. Really? How come they keep winning everywhere? Now, you can take this one of two ways. You could say, oh my gosh, we're losing. I'm giving up. You're not going to do that because you've got balls. We got 69,000 people here ready to take their country back because it's our country and we're not forfeiting because we're not wuss bags and tools and losers. We can win. We've won in the past. We just won, I believe, in both of these past elections, and we got screwed, okay? I think we can get this done, and we will get it done. But what I don't want is anyone believing this is going to be some freaking landslide because immigration, we're being invaded, the dollar's worthless, and because crime is rampaging. No, we keep losing. We keep losing. There's a free-for-all at the border. Overdoses and a record in San Francisco. And we're getting smoked. You better get 10 friends to the polls with you, man. You're going to have a really tough time recovering from this. All right, I got to show you this. I'm debating what order to... You know what? Let me show you first the news story, okay? This F-35 story's gotten crazier and crazier. So we have this $80 million next-generation fighter. Pilot ejects. You've probably heard the story. Plane is alleged to have crashed in a field. I don't even know what I believe anymore about this story, right? Now this story pops in the New York Post. If you believe this, tell me in the chat, do you believe this bullshit story? I mean, if I've ever heard a bullshit story to end bullshit stories, this is the bullshit story. New York Post, F-35 pilot ejected from $100 million jet over South Carolina due to bad weather. You chatsters, Chad, you. So Joe's flying commercial. Let's say Joe's going to Alaska for a fishing trip and they hit a little turbulence and Joe's eating his bag of pretzels on the thing. And the pilot walks down the aisle with an oxygen mask and a parachute. And everybody's like, hey, bro, where you going? Yeah, bad weather, man. Got a bail. You'd be a little like weirded out, right, Joe? Like, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
So I'm just checking, like it's an F-35 and it was another plane with them and bad weather? You really believe this? Folks, let me tell you something. The Bongino rule again is in full effect. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I'm going to tell you something right now. That story's bullshit. I don't know what story's true, but I know that story is absolutely bullshit. My guess is something probably happened to the plane they don't want to tell us about. Was it hacked? I don't know. It certainly sounds like it.
Flag it.
Damn right, flag it. September 11:50, September 21st.
Gotcha.
There is zero chance the bad weather story is true. Zero. And by the way, folks, if it's bad weather, you are going to exit a perfectly functioning plane to parachute down in same said bad weather? I ain't a pilot, man. There's a lot of flags up there, but that sounds like, again, this, however, is not bullshit. This is real. This is probably the, I didn't think, when I, Joe, when you saw this, you think this was fake?
No, but
I did. No. I totally thought this was fake.
Did you?
Yes, I thought this was fake. This is a local. It's a guy. This guy is just gold. I love this guy. They go to this local guy in South Carolina who heard the plane crash, this F-35. This is real. I swear to you, I thought this was AI or a comic skit. You got to be careful online. Apparently, this is real. This is the local news station, which with by far, if there was an Emmy for a guy, a citizen being asked to comment on local news, this guy should get it, describing the plane crash. Again, it's real. Check this out.
Randolph White retired from his job at the paper mill in Georgetown 10 years ago. He lives in this house with his wife in a very rural area of Williamsburg County. He loves living about 2 miles away from where he grew up. Normally, it's pretty quiet, but on Sunday afternoon,
I was in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle. I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom in my whole house.
White says he didn't realize it was a plane at the time, so he didn't call anybody.
I love this guy. I love thought that was fake. Okay, so the F-35 story is definitely bullshit. That is not. That is real. That is a real news report. I love that guy. Those things are gold. That guy is going to be a meme forever. He's going to be a Giphy, I promise you. You are going to be famous. The internet will never let you die, sir. You will live on forever. You will be like, for a Gee reference, you will be like Obi-Wan Kenobi. If you strike him down, you will only make him stronger. But he is. He 100%. You don't think that guy's good? That guy will 1,000% be a Giphy or a meme. No doubt about it. You will, sir, you will live on forever. I can't believe I'm not going to get to this economics block. I can't believe it. I've been holding it for 3 days. Some of you like it. There's a guy who came up to me in a book signing. I told him I'd dedicate the next one to him, but sorry, I forgot the name. So the next one's, I'm going to have to get to it tomorrow because it's a good one. It's a good one. Even if you hate economics blocks, this guy loves them. But I do want to play this video before we go. Ladies and gentlemen, there is another dastardly Republican claiming an election was stolen. Yes, sir. Merrick Garland's looking into it right now. Here is audio of this, an actual press conference. This is for the Bridgeport, Connecticut mayor's race. This is very real. Merrick Garland's looking into it right now. This is, of course, tyranny. They're trying to steal this stuff. Check it out.
In this primary alone, the city of Bridgeport received over 4,000 absentee ballot applications, an unprecedented number in the city and possibly the state. This trend, coupled with the State Election Enforcement Commission's recommendations regarding the misuse of absentee ballots in the city's 2019 mayoral election, has raised serious concerns about the potential for abuse in the absentee ballot system.
Just kidding. No, that's real. I'm not kidding about that. That's actually real. But that's a Democrat, John Gomes, and their team complaining about the Bridgeport election, that it may have been stolen from them. Why aren't they under arrest? Well, because they're Democrats. You really need, like I said, hierarchy, folks. It's not hypocrisy. They're allowed to complain about whatever they want. Hey, I got a favor to ask you. So my cousin's name is Michael Bongino, if you ever meet him. Love him to death. My father's brother's son. That's how he becomes a cousin. But my father's brother, Jimmy, who is my godfather, and he's my first cousin. Good dude. They're having a Locust Valley School District. They're having a game they call the Remembrance Game. It's being played on Saturday, September 23rd. It's a homecoming game for Locust Valley High School against Cold Spring Harbor. It's pretty cool. It's a really patriotic event. It's called the Remembrance Bowl. And Gee, you got the details. So if you want to show up and support the cause out there, if you're out there on Long Island in New York, it's Locust Valley High School, 99 Horse Hollow Road in Locust Valley. Game time's 2 p.m. Saturday, September 23rd. That's this week. If you're up there in the Remembrance Bowl, my cousin will be there. He looks a little bit like me, not much. He's much better looking. He's got a little bit of olive toned skin. He's got more of the Sicilian in him than I do. I'm half Irish and German, but his name's Michael. Say hello. Locust Valley High School, 2 p.m. Saturday, September 23rd, the Remembrance Bowl. It's going to be a cool game. You're all going to love it. Very patriotic cause. And I promised them I would put that out there. So thank you very much for doing that. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. I so really appreciate it. If you want to check us out every day and join the chat, you can join the chat. How many people we got? I didn't even look. I took it over. 70,000. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it when you all tune in the chat. 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. Be here. Rumble.com/Bongino. Click that follow button. You'll get a notification that we're online. You just join right in. Set up an account. It's free. Chat away. And again, hot tip to Marth Vader. Met her at the event the other day. She probably watches Ashoki too. Like, what's his new thing? Ashoki or whatever. I'm watching old Ashoki. All right, folks. Thanks again. Thanks again for picking up my new book, The Gift of Failure, making it a huge bestseller. Really deeply appreciate it. See you on a radio show later.
You just heard The Dan Bongino Show.